The transatlantic tension over Iraq is making post-conflict planning more difficult. Top State and Defense Department officials were questioned on Capitol Hill today about U.S. plans to rebuild Iraq in the event of war. They came under sharp criticism for alienating U.S. allies, even as they call for allied help in any post-conflict Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Undersecretary of State Mark Grossman and Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith admitted the post-conflict plans are still in the works, but they gave a broad outline of what the Bush administration intends to do: liberate Iraq, protect its population and oil industry, vet a future leadership, and transfer authority to Iraqis as soon as possible. Grossman explained to a skeptical Democrat, Russell Feingold, that the transition will happen in stages.
Let's say that you went into the Ministry of Health, and after getting rid of the top X layers and dug down and found that there are very competent people working in the Ministry of Health, that you might be able to transition the Ministry of Health back to Iraqi control quite rapidly. But if you went over to the Ministry of Weapons of Mass Destruction, that might take a very long time.
Give me one scenario where that's all done. How much time does it take? Give me one estimate of how long you think the entire process of turning all those over.
2 years.
2 years.
Grossman said that was his personal estimate. Neither he nor the Pentagon's Douglas Feith would estimate how much all of this would cost, promising only to make a supplemental budget request when the time comes. As California Democrat Barbara Boxer pointed out, it was disconcerting to hear how many times the two used the word uncertainties when talking about the future of Iraq. Democrat Joseph Biden criticized the Bush administration for waiting until just 3 weeks ago to set up an office at the Pentagon to coordinate humanitarian and reconstruction efforts. Biden also wondered who would run Iraqi ministries in the immediate aftermath of war.
They have to answer to somebody. Somebody. Who's that going to be? Is that going to be an American general? Is that going to be like we have in Bosnia, the EU, and some European? Is it going to be the United Nations? Those decisions I can't fathom when we're 3 weeks away from war or 5 weeks away from war, possibly. You don't know the answer to yet. You haven't made a decision yet. They are monumental.
Undersecretary of State Grossman would only say the Bush administration wouldn't give the UN transitional authority in Iraq without knowing how the Security Council is going to proceed.
If the United Nations Security Council votes again 15-0 for a new resolution, then it seems to me we might consider a role or some role for the United Nations. I say no decision to be made. That is my view. But if the United Nations does not meet its responsibilities, then it's very much harder, I think, for us to come and argue in front of all of you that we would turn this over to some international body.
Grossman's counterpart at the Pentagon, Undersecretary of Defense Douglas Feith, was candid about who would take over Iraq.
There would be no question about who ultimately would be responsible if we wind up leading a coalition that takes control of the country. It would be the military commander. There would be no vacuum of authority.
Most committee members expressed impatience with the administration for not spelling out the costs and the time frame for a war in Iraq. Republican Chairman Richard Lugar argued the administration must lay out a clear plan.
It needs to be finalized in a hurry, because that is the nub of many of the consultations diplomatically at the UN now.
As Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold put it, the Bush administration can't expect allies to go along when it doesn't have answers to basic questions about its vision for a future Iraq. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.